Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Gloves are off.
A show it has been. Two more segments here on this Monday night. Don't forget, we will be on the entire
What'd the Rangers
week.
Do tonight?
The Rangers
scored as many runs as we did.
Who's bald at the station?
Who's bald?
Yeah.
At the station?
Yeah. The Rangers scored as many runs as Broaddus has on the top of his hair. At the top of his head.
What, Harris?
Yeah. Did I not say Harris?
No, you did. Completely missed that.
You did.
I missed the word Harris. Pretend I said Harris and play it back.
Real quick, shout out to our boy Jaygon in Terrell. Number 5, egg rolls. 4, Supreme Pizza. 3, Jalapeno smoked sausage. Number 2, Elote Taquitos. And number 1, Buffalo Hot Wings.
I will say one thing, Jaygon. You didn't mention which gas station. I think that's an important part.
Mm. All right, Jaygon, we need you to
put
update.
A gas station next.
We need a gas station next to it. From the 806.
Opacity is off today. I'm with you.
806 been on one today, too. What did he say? Non-working. I don't know if that's okay. Anyway, non-working. Blake and Fred are right. I can't stand Booker. No question, he's a very talented dude, but I could never cheer for him, only against him.
No, he said he wouldn't trade a washing machine for Devin Booker. So I asked, working or not working, which I feel like is an important question to ask.
Okay. Wow, wouldn't trade a non-work. Okay, so he's standing on business, as the kids say. All right, let's get down to it, boys, shall we? Courtesy of one Mr. Blake Elliott, top 5 hot foods you can find at a gas station. My number 5, Quick Trip Cheeseburger.
Ooh, great
Okay, day. Quick Trip Cheeseburger. The thing I love about the Quick Trip is they do have a robust selection of condiments as well. Yeah. And they had barbecue sauce, and I'm a barbecue sauce guy. Now, granted, it was Kraft barbecue sauce, but beggars can't be choosers. So I'm going to go with the Quick Trip Cheeseburger with. Now, I don't know, real quick, last thing. Have you heard their Taco To Go commercial here on 105.3 The Fan?
Oh, Tolo, of course I've heard it. And I work Rangers games.
I'm starting to
dig it.
No. The complete opposite. Like, to the point where I have to turn. I don't turn the station because I do Tolo, you guys know, but I will turn the volume down.
Okay, my number 5. This will be the second time it gets on the list, but 7-Eleven, the 7-Eleven nachos. Now, not as much of a thing now, but when Blake was in early college, late high school.
Yeah.
You best believe I'm getting the nachos with the little tinfoil. Not the tinfoil, the little plastic. Loading it up with cheese, going to the counter, and it's like $2.50, $3. And it was a great way to spend lunch. So 7-Eleven nachos at the number 5 spot.
All right, so for me, mine are going to all be from two different gas stations because I've only really ever been next to two different gas stations.
That's fair.
So I'm not going out of my way to try different gas stations. Other than Allsips, which you said can't count, so we're not going to count it.
You can put it as your honorable mention.
All right, honorable mention, Allsips.
The whole catalog.
I texted Fred a picture of said Allsips on my way back from San Antonio. Twice.
I gotta go check it out one of these days.
No, you're not. Number five. I know you, Fred.
No, if I...
No. You'll go to Allsips the same day you watch My All American.
No. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not going to specifically go out of my way to go to Allsips. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that because I do drive a good amount sometimes, that if I'm on that side of town and I see an Allsips, I will say, oh, let me pull in
the khaki
to
hot
see
spot.
What all the fuss is about. Is what I'm saying. No, you're right. I'm not going to go out of my way to go to Allsips, which is like, you know, an hour away from where I live.
Maybe I'll bring you one next time I'm American.
Now, what'd you say that show was? Everybody's All American?
My All American. It's not a show.
I'll get around to it.
All right, my number five. I wasted enough time.
What's it about?
I don't want to ruin it.
It's about what? Texas A&M, right?
So a hot dog, preferably with a cheddar sausage in it. So it's a cheddar sausage with a hot dog. This one's going to be from QT specifically. You get the steamy bun out of the drawer. You put it on. You make your hot dog
as is. You had me
at
steamy bun and drawers.
So that's my number five.
Okay.
My number four, this one is going to be from Racetrack, which is my now gas station because it's close to home for me now. Just a cold sub. I just need a little lunch, pick me up. Just grab one of them in a container on my way.
I just got distracted. I'm sorry. Think about how loud a car has to be for us to hear it on the 11th floor.
I thought I heard something just now.
That was
yes.
A car driving by. We have headphones on doing a show on the 11th floor of a glass building. We just heard a car.
At 11:30 on a Monday night.
Okay. My number four, let's go to Racetrack as well. Let's go to. Okay, I cheated right here. I'll be honest. I cheated on my own list. I didn't mention something that's not hot. So if you want to expel me from the list, that's fine.
Oh, I guess I did say cold sub, so.
I'm going to go to Swirl World at Racetrack. It is the best place to get frozen yogurt late at night. You can get some Froyo with all the flavors and toppings at like 2 in the morning at a gas station.
He's right.
It's quality. So give me Swirl World at Racetrack. If you didn't know, now you know. When you're with your girl or with a girl and she wants Froyo and it's late at night and obviously all the Froyo spots are closed, go to your local Racetrack.
I wanted to mention that one. That's a good pick.
You had me at Swirl World. All right. My number four, Racetrack hot dog.
Racetrack, a three-timer right here. Just
go ahead and get descriptive I did.
Racetrack hot dog. I mean, there's really not a whole lot to get descriptive about.
What are you condimenting on that?
They also have barbecue sauce as well. And so, I mean, I don't know if you guys...
On a hot dog?
Oh, you...
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce is underrated in its versatility.
Is it the most versatile? Or is that ketchup? I don't know if ketchup's that versatile, honestly.
No, look, ketchup's versatile, but I'm going to tell you right now.
I think barbecue sauce is more versatile.
I hate hot dogs the way people hate them. So.
I don't disagree.
I think ketchup you can put on, obviously, potatoes.
Here's my question, and this is obviously a white guy thing to say.
As he says, he likes it on his eggs.
What, ketchup?
Yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, scrambled? No. Scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put ketchup on scrambled eggs all day. I'll agree with you on that all day, every day. But... I'll put barbecue sauce on my tacos.
I don't think that's that crazy because people have like brisket tacos all the time.
I'm talking about ground beef.
Ooh. I don't think that's that crazy.
I think my girlfriend's family would walk me out the house if I did that.
I'd tell them, fight me. Fight me. I'll fight all of you, okay? So number four would be Racetrack hot dog with barbecue sauce. Number three, the Laredo street taco, which again, Laredo you can find at... Now, I haven't seen any Laredo taco shops here in Dallas. But they're quite ubiquitous in the Houston area. In fact, there was one down the street from where I used to work in Pasadena. If you know, you know. And the breakfast tacos are quite tasty, and it's a full blown kitchen.
I've seen those pop up here and there. I haven't seen one in a while.
I want to say Texas Monthly did a article about him once upon a time. So my number three is
why has there
Laredo
not been an article? Why has there not been an article on the topic we're doing right now, the best hot foods to get a gas station? Why is D Magazine or Outsider?
I'm sure someone's done it, but maybe it's time for that.
Okay, my number three, I also kind of cheated because I yelled at y'all, but since we said we're adding it to the list, I think it's a high quality product. So it doesn't really fit in the whole cheap gas station, not good for you category. I'm going to go the Buc-ee's brisket sandwich. Now, I do think it is cheating because I feel like it's in its own category. But if we're adding
you
it.
You said gas station hot food. Buc-ee's is a gas station. That's the hot food.
But there. Would you agree it's kind of cheating?
Like, no, it's not.
All the stuff we're listing is like kind of bad for you, and it's like low quality food.
Oh, because Buc-ee's brisket sandwich is on the food pyramid?
I mean, what are we talking about? They're slicing it in front of you. It's quality beef. Like, they're not just. Yeah. All the stuff we're talking about is like prepackaged, just kind of laying out there, like.
You literally.
Not exactly great
you
for your body.
You literally said Swirl World.
Okay. Yeah, that's my point. This stuff's not good for you. Like, the. This,
what do you think your cholesterol would look like?
What are you trying to do at a gas station?
Buc-ee's brisket sandwich every day.
It's probably better than all this other stuff we're listing.
What are you trying to get at a gas station? Trying to like get a salad and
no, y'all are not getting what I'm saying at all. I'm saying the other stuff is a lot more processed and just sitting there in a package and is typical gas station food. Whereas a Buc-ee's brisket sandwich, they're like cutting the brisket in front of you. It's fresh. It's not healthier. I'm just saying it's a lot more better quality of what of the stuff you're getting.
I mean, I don't sleep on the racetrack hot dog. I mean,
come on.
I can't.
I don't think, maybe I'm being bougie. I don't know if I could eat a hot dog.
I think you're being bougie.
I don't think I could eat a hot dog from a gas station.
Oh, I can.
I absolutely can.
I'll destroy a hot dog from a gas station.
It looks
mark
at me.
Mark that, please.
It looks
mark
at me.
No, I was hoping you would say glizzy. Then I would have marked it.
It'd just be looking weird on the roller. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The little hot roller.
I know
roller.
Exactly what you're talking about. You know, going into a gas station hot dog. This could be the last one I ever eat. Okay? I don't know about you guys, but.
As in, like, you're going to pass away?
As in, you.
You really don't know what's going to happen.
Your colon could explode at any minute. And then you're going to chase it down with some chocolate milk, too? What? What?
Well, see, the thing is, hot dogs are already one of those mystery meats that we eat sometimes. And you're mixing it now with a gas station, and it's been sitting there for hours.
You want to know something diabolical, to quote our friend Ruben Portillo?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I go on a first date, I want to take a woman out and swing by a Quick Trip or racetrack.
You want anything, babe?
I'm going to bring back a chocolate milk and a hot dog with barbecue sauce on it to let her know this is what I'm about.
This is going to be a daily, so.
Okay.
Doesn't fit.
Not daily, but I want you to know where I'm coming from and what I'm capable of. Okay.
Maybe two to really show.
That's right.
See if she grabs it or if she just leaves it there for you.
That's it. That's it. And I'll throw the plastic at her after I'm done. Okay. I eat it too fast to care. I eat it too fast to care. That's exactly right. You just did your number three.
I did Buc-ee's.
What's your number three?
My number three is the hamburger pizza, specifically from Racetrack.
The hamburger pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can get it by the slice, hamburger pizza.
Or you can buy the whole thing.
If you get a whole pizza from a gas station, then.
Oh, I've got a story for that I'll tell you after I finish my top five.
So, yeah, hamburger pizza from Racetrack. Okay. My number two. I am going to say Buc-ee's, but I'm going to take a controversial route here.
Okay.
And this is something that I tried most recently when I came back from my San Antonio trip.
Beaver Nuggets?
No. They have a club melt.
Okay. I have not tried that.
The brisket sandwich is good, and I'm not taking anything away from it.
The brisket sandwich is
good. But you know what you're getting, right?
Absolutely.
Club melt.
I kind of like that because I like a good club sandwich.
It was messy, as you want it to be.
No, we got to go
ahead. I'll just do that one myself. I'll do that one myself.
I don't know that there's really anything. You had me at messy. I don't know that there's anything
he
else.
Said like you want it to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Khaki Kev.
Who knew? Khaki Kev pulling back the curtain a little bit in the 11 o'clock hour.
This is what happens when you go to midnight.
Well, I didn't think he realized what he was saying.
I think he did. No, I think he absolutely knew what he was saying.
Anyway, club belt. Give club it a try.
What's your number two?
That was my number two.
The messier the better. Number two.
My number two, and this is where we're getting into the really heavy hitters now. I've had these in the last week.
Okay. This is the what spurred this idea for this segment.
Number two, we're going back to Quick Trip.
Yeah.
We're getting the Buffalo Chicken Roller. Now, this is on the little rolling machine next to the hot dogs that I ignore. Mm. And this is a crispy outside with a chicken and cheese inside. Usually a little bit of spice level going on with this dish as well. Really hits the palate well. Yeah. This is one of my favorites to go to. This has been a staple for about 6 years.
And what's this called?
Buffalo Chicken Roller. It's at every QT you've ever been to. They're usually low stock because people grab them quick. It's usually the first thing on the roller, your left-hand side. Don't ask me how I know.
What sort of beverage should I pair it with, sir?
I usually go Arizona, or I'll do a peace tea raspberry flavor. That's the pink can.
Yeah.
Or if I'm feeling sporty, I'll grab a Body Armor.
Okay.
I want to like bouncing out the electrolytes.
If I need to hydrate after I've blown my guts out from eating it. Yes.
Now, I will say you want to have a toilet close. I'll just keep it honest with you guys.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Chicken Roller definitely doesn't roll.
I mean, you could argue that that should have been a caveat to all the choices we've said. I mean, you could arguably, you could sponsor this top five with a Tums or a Rolade. So just put that out there.
Just so that way y'all know, Trevor Beck, club melt number one for him.
Okay.
So I have advocates.
Don't read the text line because it's spoiling some stuff.
Well, 972, club melt is so good. My number two, I also went with the Buc-ee's brisket sandwich. Once again, it is a tried and true. You know what you're getting, whether you want the sliced, whether you want the chopped. It does not matter. It is a winner, winner chicken dinner. And then my number one, and again,
it better be what I think
it was. I was totally taken aback by this. I have a 7-Eleven that I
you're on the right track.
Walking distance from my apartment. They know me by name over there.
Ready to ring the bell.
7-Eleven pizza.
Woo!
7-Eleven pizza is elite.
That's the number one.
I have seen people get whole 7-Eleven pizzas. I watched an elderly woman like open up her pizza and do a visual inspection and then give a thanks to the guy that made it. And then I don't know where she came from. I don't know if maybe she walked into like a hologram and left. I don't know where she went, but she came, got her pizza, inspected it, gave the, you know, hey, I'm good with this, and then went back to whatever.
Thanks to the mom and pop shop.
I've got nothing else to add. That's my number one as well. If you've never had a 7-Eleven pizza, I don't know what to tell you.
Go do it today. And oh, by the way,
I've been in college and didn't have money and had like 10 bucks and just got a 7-Eleven pizza.
For $5, you can get two slices and a soda.
Yeah.
Me and my guy got upset about this. I was like, can I get a water? Like, you know, it's bad enough I'm eating pizza. I don't want to wash this down with a Mountain Dew product.
No, you got to get like a Gatorade or
but they make you get a Mountain Dew product. So I had to get
And can we mention the perfect packaging it's in? It's already in a little pizza triangle box.
Dude, it's so good.
Give me a pepperoni 7-Eleven pizza. God. Honestly, over some other pizzas anyways.
Oh.
And it's cheaper.
Oh, look, for what you get with the, and like you said, but by you better get it by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it's at least the one by my apartment by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And, you know, you guys know I'm on my Oski Woski detox here on 105 Through the Fan After Dark summer detox. So a week ago or 2 weeks or a month ago, whatever it was, you know, hey, after a show, all right, you're feeling nicey and I want a couple pizzas to wash it down. No, sir. Empty. All right, take us home, Cac.
All right, my number one is going to be any of the rolling taquitos from Racetrack. They got the Southwest chicken.
Ballsy choice.
They've got all the spicy ones. You got jalapeno, cheddar, any of them. You can mismatch them as you want. That's my number one.
from the 817. LOL, I'm at a 7-Eleven right now, and yeah, their pizza is damn good. Final segment of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get you home after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.